I'm on vacation this week in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm vacationing with my family in Phoenix in August. It's a long story. It couldn't be hotter. Everybody says, well, it's a dry heat, and they're right, it's true. But still, so we're spending a lot of time by the pool, and I was talking to a guy who has never heard of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And that's another thing I learned about Phoenix. In Phoenix, it's not the heat, it's the humility. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 141, Work on Holiday. I'm sure a lot of you podcast listeners are self-employed theater artists, actors, directors, writers, technicians, composers, comedians, musicians. Did I leave anybody out? And anybody who knows what it's like to be self-employed or the owner of a small business knows there's no such thing as a real day off. You're always thinking about the business. So I'm supposedly on vacation this week, not only with my immediate family, but my parents and siblings and their families. But it's definitely been a working vacation for sure. The best thing for me about vacations is that I can still keep track of the fun things about my job that I like, the podcast, the website, the tweeting. And the rest of it I could just put off by saying, screw that, I'm on vacation. Even so, a few boring businessy emails and faxes have reached me here, and that's been fine. But in addition to being on holiday while the rest of the world is working, there's also the phenomenon of working while the rest of the world is on holiday. Now, we're not the only ones who know this. Restaurant workers and hotel workers, the travel industry, everybody in the military, they all know this. So it seemed like the perfect time to play for you a conversation that Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, and Michael Faulkner recorded earlier this year, way back on January 2nd, 2009, when they had just spent Christmas and New Year's in Miami performing the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. We haven't heard this in a podcast yet. I've been waiting for the perfect time to play it, and I think that time might be now.
So, in Miami, it was occurring to me that I've been down here for both Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. And then I got thinking about it and I said, well, you know what? In my line of work, I'm away for the holidays a lot. And actually, some of my most memorable holidays have been when I've been out somewhere. Michael Faulkner, have you been away for the holidays a lot?
Yeah, I think since I've joined the RSC, I've had more Christmases with the Martin family than I've had with my own family.
So it's been a real blessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where have you had Christmases with us?
Okay, definitely twice in Pittsburgh, and I believe one in Lowell. Were we in Lowell over the holidays? There was one other one.
I don't recall being in Lowell over Christmas, but it could have been Thanksgiving or something?
Could have definitely a Thanksgiving, yeah.
It's so funny. There's a funny story about Christmas in Pittsburgh is that my two sons, Camel and Keen, are now 8 and 10. But about 3 or 4 years ago, we had spent several of the last Christmases in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we were home some months later and said, well, when you grow up, where do you think you want to live? And they said, Pittsburgh! And I said, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Why is that? Oh, yeah! It's snow and it's Christmas!
It's always Christmas in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think that's the city motto, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? So, most people in regular jobs, are home for
the holidays is when they get their time off. They get their time away from job and get to go be with their family.
Right. And the thing about show business is because people are off from their jobs and altogether, people are often looking for things to do. And so it's particularly over between Thanksgiving and New Year's is a very popular time for theater. So that's a time where the RSC is often out touring. And so aside our wonderful company, what is it like to be away from home at Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, my family, there's not much warmth there.
Yeah, everybody's noticed that.
Yeah, there's just we really could care less about each other. So
right.
No, you know, I
guess the question is, how do you deal with that? Having that your work involves that.
Well, you know how we deal with that. We have, like, with my family, we've celebrated Christmas after New Year's or something like that. When I get home, or you know, that's been our motto. And I think I had a few Christmases away from home due to shows before I joined the RSC too. There was I mean, there was a children's theater tour I did of six Midwestern states that went through the holidays, or and was in a van. So by the time that we were done, I had to drive back to California from Ohio, and I didn't make it in time for Christmas. You know, it's definitely, but to me, it's just it's an arbitrary day anyway, because no one knows really the day that Christ was supposedly born anyway.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do?
Some people definitely have figured it out to the hour, but
really?
I'm thinking they probably aren't the people who listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, they figured it out to the hour, and it's probably sometime in April, and it's definitely in 6 BC, I think.
Yes, well, they do say, yes, if the shepherds were tending their flocks by night, it was probably springtime.
Yeah.
But yeah, changing the dates of when you celebrate things, because I was gone Thanksgiving week, which that week also happened to be my birthday week this year. The Martin family.
You kept that quiet.
Thank you.
Birthday wreath.
Thank you, 29. And so the Martin family celebrated my birthday, you know, the week before I left.
Yeah.
And then we were here for Thanksgiving. The Titchener families cooked a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner for everybody. So we had Thanksgiving at their house. And then the Martin family had Thanksgiving dinner the week after I got back. So
You got two Thanksgiving dinners.
Oh, yeah.
And still working it off, I see.
Absolutely. Now, you've been away, Matt Rippey, for holidays for filming various things?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're kind of all a blur, really. I've always downplayed Christmas, so... You know, for me, it's a relief to be on the road during Christmas time. You know, maybe it's a kind of a reaction to living in England for so long and being away from home, that maybe it's kind of, you know, maybe I've downplayed it just so I don't get so bummed out at Christmas time to not be with the family. But then again, I've also developed a kind of, in a way, you know, I've got a hard time with Christmas. It's especially in tough economic times and with... You know, with how much resources Christmas takes up, I kind of like a really chilled out, quiet little Christmas without the hoopla and, you know, just maybe some stinky cheese and red wine.
Wait a minute, you're going for a non-commercial Christmas? What? Are you communist or what's the deal?
I must be. Yep, I'm a pinko bedwetting communist, self-confessed. you know, so I've always liked a downplayed one, so, but... It's hard to get away with that. You know, people really give you a hard time and razz you about it and go, oh, you grumpy pants. So for
In
me...
fact, Matt, I have a Christmas present for you here. It's a brand new PlayStation 3.
He doesn't want it. It's too commercial.
Oh, okay, I'll just take it for myself.
Dude. I got you something. It's a deck of used cards that I found
Sweet.
On the table.
Sweet.
Hi, this is Carol from Class 95, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? We are just 3 weeks away from the beginning of our fall tour, which begins with 16 performances in Hong Kong and then travels the world, the length and breadth of, well, at least the length and breadth of the United States. We start in Iowa. Two cities in Iowa, Decorah and Storm Lake, on to Wisconsin, Houghton, Michigan. We return to Charlotte, North Carolina, the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center there for a week. We'll be in Durham at Duke University, just up the road, and then down to East Carolina University in Greenville. Then we return back to Walnut Creek to the Center Rep for, I think, four performances there. That's in Walnut Creek, California, the Bay Area. And then we go back to Madison, Wisconsin, one of our favorite cities ever, for 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks of the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged in Madison. So be sure to go to reducedshakespeare.com for more venue and ticket information.
Now, you know, I remember, for me, I guess it just goes with being in show business. I kind of expect to be away, and then I think it balances out because there's other times of year, summers especially, doesn't seem to be a time where we often... tour a lot, so I often have a month or two off in the summer when everybody else is working, and so it balances out. But I have some very memorable holidays. I remember the first time the RSC did a sit down in London was 1990. We played the Lillian Bayless Theatre, which is part of the Sadler's Wells, and in Islington, and So Christmas Day, I remember Jess and Adam and myself and all, everybody else going and running around Hampstead Heath on Christmas 1990, and that was so memorable. Or I remember, it's not a big, not like a day off kind of holiday, but I remember one St. Patrick's Day, we were playing Dublin. So I got to see the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin. Or
what was special about that? I don't get it.
We'll talk later. Your father's English?
Yeah.
Yeah. And and then a very memorable 4th of July, where we were invited to perform on the White House lawn, a bit of the complete history of America abridged. This was in our first year at the Kennedy Center, 1994. And so we brought our families to us. We all called our parents and said, hey, we've been invited to perform at the White House on the 4th of July. So Matt Krogh's parents came out, and my parents came out, and Austin's parents came out. And so, you know, it was just so memorable. Speaking of the Krogh's, I remember in what year would it have been? I think it was 1989, the circus was playing Chicago at Thanksgiving, and the Krogh family invited all as many clowns as could fit into their house over for Thanksgiving.
Which is quite a lot, because their house is about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. How
and that's what all the clowns fit into. There was 37 clowns in a VW, and we drove through the snow. To
sounds
the
sounds like the setup to a great joke. How many clowns can you fit in Krogh's house?
One very large one.
With a huge ego.
Yeah. And so, but it's just so memorable. So just like we make dinner for each other, show folks just make the holidays for themselves away from home.
Yeah. And we are like a family, you know. Reed's like the
grumpy grandfather.
Yeah, the grumpy grandfather. Rippy's like the uncle that kind of everybody loves to see every once in a while, but if they talk to him too long, they get a little tired. And
and he never brings presents, so he's not that much fun, is he? Yeah.
And I'm like the idiot black sheep son.
Make up your own joke there. I don't even know what that means. Yes.
Well, I've not had any great Christmases away. I mean, during my years at the Criterion Theater doing the America show and Shakespeare, we performed straight through the holidays, so it wasn't like I got to go anywhere exciting and have like a Kwanzaa Christmas or something funky. It was just, well, you had to fight through the crowds of Piccadilly Circus who are doing last-minute shopping, and boy, if you want to get grumpy real quick, try to fight through crowds to get to work.
It's you know, actually, like, they can be lean times when you're a performer, and so if you get booked at Christmas, you're usually happy.
That's true.
I did a Christmas show in Chicago, which was a P.G. Wodehouse, you know, a Bertie and Jeeves novel, and a adaptation for the stage, and I worked straight through Christmas, and you're glad to be working.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, as you say, true of showbiz folks. You know, the work is sporadic at times, so when you get it, you take it, and you're grateful for it, and yeah, maybe you're a little, maybe you'd like to be home, but you know, you'll be home another time.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your tales of employment woe via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com, myspace.com/reduceshakespeare. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, self-employed, never-resting small business owner Matthew Krogh, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Sammy Bairstow. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Carol Smith from Class 95 Radio in Singapore. And once again, we can't be in Edinburgh this year for the annual Fringe Festival, but RSE actor John Keelty, who many of you saw on our UK tour of the Bible last autumn and winter, has written the songs for Mercy Madonna of Malawi, a musical about Madonna's Malawi adoption adventures performed by a Malawian theater troupe. Mercy Madonna of Malawi runs until 31 August at St. George's West Theater in Edinburgh, and I will leave you now with this exclusive, I think, a peek at the score written and performed here by composer and RSE actor John Keelty. Thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 141 423rds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I made it through security. Some guy tried to stop me, but I told him who my mom was. I bought some duty free. I didn't buy tobacco, just a bunch of kosher chocolates. And then I stepped on the airplane, got a seat with a view. They gave me some earphones, all shiny and new. I'm flying Virgin.
Virgin Airways.
I'm in the clouds for the first time ever. Got a Virgin Shirley Temple with a cherry on the bottom of the glass. I'm gonna watch all my TV shows. Maybe not entirely, but little bits of everything. There's still so long to go. Who'd have thought that travelling would include so much television? I'm feeling a little tired now. I think I'll lie down. Never thought I'd be sleeping so far from the ground. I'm flying Virgin. I'm in the clouds for the first time ever. Virgin.
Flying Virgin Airways.
He makes metal fly. This Mr. Branson's clever. The fasten your seatbelt sign's gone on. We're going to land. If I survive this bit, I'll shake Richard's hand.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.